Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
If you're a good-meaning person and you want to try to understand like what being an ally is like to people of color, what Bruce Arians did was that. A lot of times systems are used against people of color. And especially like the NFL stuff, Bruce actually did the okey-doke and used the rules against the league to get the guy that he wanted hired, We usually see that be a white coach. Bruce is not perfect. Bruce got some issues. But when it comes to the way that he has put together his staff, what you're going to find in Tampa Bay is every one of their coordinators is a black man. It was Todd Bowles. It was Byron Leftwich. It was Keith Armstrong. And then a black assistant head coach in Harold Goodwin. You're going to find the most women are on Bruce Arians' staff too. And the best part about it is he's done that. Like, he's brought different people to the party and they're a contending team. So if you're looking for a model, you can say, look at the success that they've had. You know good people that have proven that they can do the job. Give them opportunities to do their job. So I salute Bruce for this. Like, this is slick, and I do mean that in a good way.
Make me a bicycle, clown!
This hour is being brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto, online at CarX.com. Ray, it's Friday! Face drop! Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. The top of the hour and the bottom of the hour is being brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified. There is a ton of White Sox news. I'm going to update you momentarily, and then we're going to react to all of that news. Big thanks to Chris Ranji and Layla Rahimi. That was a lot of fun. I love when I get a chance to hang out with those two on the air, and I'm glad that you appreciated it as well. Ray, a texter said, hey, man, we want that Bears info. So I'm not sure what we should do. We got time. Like, we're not out of here until 2 o'clock. So we'll see. But there's a lot of breaking news. And let me update you. And then we're going to react. And if you want to react on the phone lines, 312-644-6767. That's also the way that you can text the show. You can check out what's happening inside the studio on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Chicago670. The Score. Okay. First things first. Tony La Russa has been backtracking about the, if you have to go outside the organization, real fans don't want that thing. We'll hear that coming up a little bit later on. And then the organization went outside the organization and made a trade. Craig Kimbrell is now a Los Angeles Dodger. The White Sox got back AJ Pollock. And if you're like, well, I've heard that name, Lawrence. He's a decent player, right? Yes. When healthy, he's a very good player. Pollock's career numbers, his slash line, 281, 338, 482, an 819 OPS, an OPS plus, so anything above 100 is really good. Anything below 100, not so good. His career OPS plus is 116. Pretty good. In 2021, he had a career year, slash line, 297, 355, 536, an OPS of 892, which if you have a career of 892, you end up in the Hall of Fame. His OPS plus, again, above 100 is really good. Below 100 is not so good. 137 last season. The issue with Pollock is that he stays injured. He's played 10 major league seasons and has averaged playing 90 games a season. He's had some major injuries. Some of them happened like out in the field. He's a good player when he's healthy, and I think that he can help the White Sox. I love that they got him by trading Craig Kimbrel, who they didn't need or couldn't figure out how to work. I thought that Rick swung for the fences by getting Kimbrel last year, and I thought it was worth it. For some reason, it didn't work out. Now they've got Joe Kelly in the back end. They've got Kendall Graveman in the back end now, along with Liam Hendricks. So overall, I think it's a plus. Lucas Giolito signed a deal with the White Sox, 1 year, $7.45 million. That means that the team and Giolito avoid arbitration. That's the end of the good news. The bad news is that last night, Garrett Crochet left the game with the trainer. Rick Hahn said to Assembled reporters a little while ago that they think that he's going to have Tommy John surgery. They're going to seek another opinion on that. I personally wasn't counting on Garrett Crochet, but this sucks for him and it sucks for the White Sox as an organization, because that's a lefty power arm in your bullpen that you could figure out ways to try and deploy. That is the breaking news on the White Sox. It's a lot, y'all. It's a lot, and we should discuss it. Breaking news on the score is being brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified. We're going to take a break. If you want to react inside of the Twitch stream, you're more than welcome to do so. If you would like to call 312-644-6767, that is also the number that you can text. It's a White Sox Friday here on the score.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to two on Sports Radio 670 The Score. The Score. The Score. And 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station. Station. Station.
Yeah, I mean, I was very respectful in how straightforward and transparent they were through everything. Obviously, thinking about my career and what I can do and kind of having that on the forefront of their mind, thinking about what might be best for me. And my mind was best for me is winning ball games. I don't want to put another ring on my hand. And at the end of the day, that's really it.
That was Craig Kimbrel. Now he will probably have that chance. The Dodgers are going to be really, really good. And now he is a Dodger, and A.J. Pollock is now a White Sox. There's a ton of breaking news surrounding the White Sox. Lucas Giolito avoids arbitration, gets a $7.45 million deal. Garrett Crochet is likely going to need Tommy John surgery. Craig Kimbrel has been traded. A.J. Pollock has been acquired. The general manager of the White Sox spoke a few moments ago. We wanted to bring it to you because you're probably curious on what Rick Hahn has to say on all of these subjects.
We're thrilled to add a player of A.J. Pollock's caliber to this roster. Yeah, we view him as making us better offensively as well as defensively and providing us with some important flexibility as we go through this season, as well as some depth for whatever valleys may lie ahead for us. Obviously, quality professional hitter. We all know what he's capable of doing defensively. We've already had a handful of conversations with Tony and with the coaches about how we're going to mix him in, as well as continue to obviously get Aloy and Luis Robert and Sheets and Bond their opportunities as well. So excited by the addition, thinks it makes us better, and sad to see Craig go, but know that he's got the great opportunity for him with a very, very good Dodger team, and very likely in a role that he's obviously excelled in for the vast majority of his career. On Crochet, the preliminary MRI reading is not great. Appears to be some damage to the ligament, which very likely will require Tommy John surgery. That said, this is, again, preliminary, and he is going to seek out a second opinion here in the coming days. But being above board with everything along these lines, the prognosis at this time is not great. If you want to take the glass half full side of things, at least from a timing standpoint with regards to any Tommy John surgery, using the very generic approximate 11 to 13 month recovery for a reliever, we should have him back for the 2023 season if that is the case.
You talked about the fit with Pollock.
Yeah.
How does that, especially with Tony having talked about not overusing Yasmani early on and wanting to keep his bat in the lineup at DH, so how does that work with the younger guys too then, like Vaughn when he's healthy and Sheets and that sort of thing?
I mean, if we are blessed with perfect health throughout this season, that'll be fantastic, because we'll be in a position where arguably we have too many players deserving of at-bats on a championship caliber club. I look forward to embracing that potential issue. If in reality we have the occasional setback, or a guy needs to be put in the DH spot to rest his legs or give him a couple of days to recover from the grind of the season, you know, we have the flexibility positionally that guys can move around the diamond, and confident that Tony and his staff will put him in the best position to succeed.
Ollie, when you're making the steal, you were, you know, anticipating losing one reliever, not two.
Yeah.
Does this change your outlook or your feeling of need with the bullpen?
Look, obviously the timing's not great. You know, we're on the phone with Andrew last night in the midst of our game, while also getting text messages from James Kruk dealing with Garrett. So, not great timing on that, but we do think we have quality bullpen options in-house to fill those innings. Ryan Burr and Matt Foster both look real good this spring. We've been impressed with what Crick has brought to the table, and both of the young lefties in Souza and Severino have shown the potential ability to help a big league club. So we've got options. We obviously have Joe Kelly coming back at some point as well, which will help deepen the back end of our pen and the options there. So there's never a good time to lose any pitching depth, regardless of how well situated you are. But we feel we've got quality options to fill those voids.
He just felt it on that one pitch that went in.
In talking to him, it sounds like the pitch before he felt a little something, but it sort of went away. So then he threw the next pitch and felt a sharp pain again, and obviously wisely shut it down at that point.
And you were able to avoid arbitration with Lucas?
Yeah, how about that? Almost like when I told you don't worry about it so much, that I knew a little something. Any event, yeah, we were able to avoid arbitration with Lucas, which is great. Had good, honest conversations face-to-face with Lucas. Jeremy Haber as well did, and frankly, and perhaps most interestingly, so did Jerry Reinsdorf. He and Lucas met one-on-one, had a nice conversation about how negotiations sometimes get a little bogged down, and tried to search for solutions out of it. And we're obviously happy that we were able to, and have everyone's focus properly on the season ahead, and not worried about preparing for some sort of in-season hearing.
I'm glad that they got the arbitration done, but let's not act like Lucas wasn't upset. Ray, can you find the Lucas Giolito sound from last week where he was talking about the distance that they were apart on the number to get him signed? Like, this wasn't something that we made up. I know that Tony is out here trying to tell you that we made up the stuff that he said, but we didn't make up Lucas being this unsettled.
It's just very unfortunate, disheartening, honestly. I just, like, I love this team, and, you know, you guys know how I feel about this team, and, you know, for it to come down to, prior to the filing, like, come down to a 50K difference, it's like, come on. Like I've always said about, like, extensions and stuff, I absolutely love this team. It's just, for me, the more I play, the more I understand my value as a player. and I just want fair. It's always fair for me, and that's where I'm at.
So this wasn't like a made up thing. Lucas was genuinely upset. The phone lines now work. So if you want to jump in, 312-644-6767 and react to all this White Sox news, it is now your opportunity to do so. I'm Lawrence. We're going to take a break, get back, take your phone calls, texts, and everything that's being said on the Twitch stream. I'm Lawrence Holmes. You're listening to The Score.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.